You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Welcome to an incredible journey with internationally renowned lawyer of attraction, Paula Kidd Casey. Applying the skills gained over 40 years of practicing law, Paula uses facts, logic, and science to prove the validity of the Law of Attraction. Join Paula each week as she explores unique concepts, allowing you to rediscover the wisdom of the ancient masters, all while weaving in the science that proves magic really does happen. If you yearn for a life change or want to rediscover your passion, then share the path with Paula and begin to love your journey every step of the way.
Hi, this is Paula Kidd Casey. Welcome to my show, The Lawyer of Attraction, on the Law of Attraction Radio Network. Welcome. We have another week together. We have another time to share ideas and to share energy. And I have a divine message for you. Everything's going to be okay. We are all in this together, and we are understanding the natural laws of the universe. We're understanding how the life works, how our love works, how our energy works. And once we understand that, we can change everything. So welcome. Glad we're here this week. And I get to spend this week literally just sharing some ideas with you, some things that I would really like you to think about this week and to really maybe try to internalize some of this information. You know, I'd like us to go on a journey together, a journey from where we are right now to where we want to be. And it's a fun journey. I want you to sit down and I want you to buckle up because we're going to learn some stuff. We're also going to start feeling some different feelings maybe. So we're going to start that journey in just a minute, but we will be right back. Hi, it's Paula. If you're listening to this, you already know there's so much more to you, to life, than you're currently seeing. And right now, during this unusual time, I know you're still searching for a couple of things. Number one, some kind of immediate relief to the anxiety that you're frequently feeling. And number two, you're still wanting to achieve that bigger, better life. You still want to create more wealth, have more physical energy and better health. You still want to find a loving relationship or make a current one even better. Maybe you feel like those desires are not even attainable anymore. I'm here to tell you that each one of your dreams is still achievable. In fact, now is the perfect time to go bigger in every aspect of your life. Because right now there is more contrast in your life. You have more desire for something else, and you're more motivated to attain it. But anybody who wants some additional help in doing this, because maybe you're confused or you're overwhelmed, I've opened up some additional time to help you plan action steps to move you forward. So if you know you're ready for more in your life and open to a coach showing you how, let's hop on a call and I'll show you how we can work together. Go to PaulaKiddCaseyJD.com. Fill out an application to schedule a call. That's PaulaKiddCaseyJD.com. And we're back. So let's go on this journey together. Let's talk about where we are right now. And where we are right now is perfect. We're exactly where we need to be. But if we want to be somewhere a little bit higher up the scale, right? We want more success in some areas. We want, to have a better job or a bigger house or a different house or have a good relationship. If we want to be somewhere that we aren't right now, we need to understand where we are, and we need to understand that there are certain rules that we can follow and certain laws that we can implement to get us from where we are right now to where we want to be. So the very first thing I want us to do is we need to literally go get a pencil and paper, because I just told you to put on your seatbelt, but go get your pencil and paper, because I want you to write in cursive one or two sentences on what a huge goal that you want is. Try to use your imagination and dream as big as you possibly can We are limited by what our dreams are, by what we think is possible. So try to push the envelope for that, right? Try to push that we are really looking for the biggest dream that we possibly can. I want you to write it down. I am living in my wonderful cabin in Colorado by a lake, by a river. That's one of my big dreams. I'm a New York Times bestselling author, right? Write that down. Well, don't write that down, but write down whatever your big dream is, because I want you to keep that in mind. The only reason that we don't have that big dream is because we're not sure how to get there. And even if we knew how to get there, we are not persistent enough to get there. And let's talk about persistence. I want to give you the definition of persistence. Persistence is continuing a course of action in spite of difficulties. So we have an outcome that we want, and we know that there's certain steps that we need to at least start taking. We may not know all the steps, and that's good. We don't need to know the cursed hows we're going to do it. We just need to know, here's our final outcome, and we're going to take some steps, right? We're going to take a first step. I want to travel the world. What's a first step? Go get your passport, right? I want to move to another state. What's a first step? Just start Googling information. But just take that one step. But one of the reasons we don't actually achieve those big goals is because we're not persistent. And persistence usually means, and it always meant to me, discipline, right? That we had to do something we didn't want to do. That we had to like clench our fists and grit our teeth and literally walk in mud, right? Like walk in mud uphill. Because that's persistence. We need to stay persistent. But I know that there's a way to do that in joy. The only reason we don't stay in a persistence attitude is because we don't believe that the outcome is going to happen. If we really believed that if we kept on this journey and on this course of action, we would get those ultimate goals, we would do it. The reason we don't stay persistent is we don't believe it's going to happen. Before we get done today, I want us to be able to tweak that belief, because there are ways to see a bigger picture and know that it's going to happen. So the reason that we don't stay persistent is because we don't believe that staying persistent is going to get us to that ultimate goal. And it is going to get us to the ultimate goal if we stay with it and if we stay in joy. You know, the opposite of persistence is procrastination. And procrastination basically means I'm not going to do it right now, right? I'm putting it off till tomorrow. Well, basically, you're not going to do it at all. You're just pretending like you're putting it off till tomorrow. So procrastination means you aren't doing it, at least right now. And persistence means that you're continuing on that journey, even though you're not necessarily seeing the outcome. You know, Martin Luther King said, you don't have to see the whole staircase. You just have to see that first step. So when we're thinking about that big goal that we're talking about, that big success goal, I want us to know, take one step at a time. The universe conspires in your favor. It's going to show you another step and then another step. There's coincidences that happen all the time. We either aren't paying attention or we don't believe them, right? We don't even pay attention to them. So get this in the forefront of your mind, that this big goal is attainable, that taking small steps will get you to that goal, that you need to believe that staying persistent will literally get you to that. And when you do believe that, it's a belief, right? A belief is just a thought we keep thinking. We're going to learn to think different thoughts on a continual basis, which internalizes a new belief. But when we believe that being persistent gets us that ultimate outcome, then we stay persistent. So here's the four things that we need to have to get to that big goal. First of all, we need to define our purpose based on burning desire. We have to really want something extremely a lot to be able to stay focused the way we're talking about. And it's not a hard thing. It's simple, but it is a willpower thing. We have to have a burning desire, believing that when we're persistent, we can get to that ultimate outcome. So we have to have a burning desire. The second thing is continuous action. And that doesn't mean we have to know the whole way there. But we have to take an action. We have to continually take an action every day. Get up, get out of bed, take a shower. That's always a good thing. Do something toward that big goal. You know, I always use the GPS as an example that we want to go to Disneyland, right? And we put the GPS in the GPS, we put Disneyland, and we start out, and I'm in Wichita, Kansas, and we start out and we get to Western Kansas and it doesn't look like Disneyland, right? It's flat. It's flat. There is nothing there. So you could say to yourself, I'm not on the right path, right? I'm not doing it. I don't see my goal and I'm going to stop. Here's the deal. We've never been there before. You're not there yet, but you're getting there one step at a time. Trust the universe like you trust your GPS system. Take continuous action every day and do it in joy and do it knowing that this continuous action is going to get you to that big goal. Use your imagination if you can't believe that right now. But if you understand these words I'm saying and you start internalizing them, it literally changes everything. So the third thing we have to do is this has to be internally driven. It has to be something that we want on the inside out. And because of that, we have to be immune to outside negative influences. Right now, there's so much polarization going on and negative influences. When we understand that this is internally driven and we can't take a poll or put something out that says, how many people think I should go to Disneyland, right? This is internally driven. We have to stay away from the naysayers. Stay away from people that are going to literally blow up our dreams. One of the things it says in Think and Grow Rich is when you start having a new idea, keep it close to you like a newborn. Don't let anybody else get to make a response on what your new dreams are because they're not you. They don't understand how important it is to you. Stay away from the negative influences. This is internally driven. Know that you came here for a purpose and that big goal that we're talking about, you can get there. You wouldn't be wanting to do it. You wouldn't have the passion if there wasn't a way for you to get there. And the fourth thing you need to do is to have a friendly alliance with like-minded people, support people, people on my Facebook page, Your Success Formula, people that that are on this radio show. You know, I would love it if you would leave a comment underneath saying that you like this actual lesson and that you got something out of it. But being in a like-minded tribe, being in Facebook groups that you like, being in an area that you can get together with people, we need this physical contact. But the fourth thing is being with a group of people that are going to support our dreams, ourselves. And maybe we don't share exactly what it is that we're going to be dreaming, but we know that we have the support of those people. So let me go over those again. First of all, we have to have a burning desire to do this new goal. Second of all, continuous action toward that new goal. One step at a time. Don't worry about the hows. Just know that you're going to take one step. The universe is going to show you the next step to take. The third thing is stay away from negative people. Oh my God, that's so important. This is an internally driven desire. And we don't need to take a poll or figure out who all of our friends are going to vote for in this. Literally, we need to stay away from negative people. And the fourth thing is we need to have a friendly alliance. We need to be around people that are going to be supportive and inspiring, right? And loving. Because that energy, literally, we catch it, right? It's a momentum. When we're around people like that, we feel so much better. And we all know this, right? We all know that to the next thing. We need to be able to believe that staying persistent is going to get us to our goals. You know, if your belief was there, you wouldn't need a lot of encouragement to take that next step. If you knew you were going to get $1 million, if you walked across the street, you can better bet that you'd walk across the street. So we have to learn to believe some things. And one of the ways we do that is I want you to start trusting your intuition, trusting something that comes up when you first start thinking about that amazing goal, because you get excited. When you write that down, you get excited. And when you get excited, there's an intuition. There's something that shows up. What happens is we stop that intuition and we let fear talk us out of doing anything. We don't need to know how to do it. We just need to trust that intuition and take that first step. You know, I was listening to somebody this weekend, and I listened to as many podcasts, YouTube videos, other people's radio shows. The more you can stay in this momentum, the better. But they were talking about, don't worry about the hows. Don't worry about how you're going to do something. Worry about the who you truly are. You are truly divinity. You know, you're an heir to the throne. Act like it. Stand up. Keep your shoulders back. Know that you came here for a purpose. Know that you can achieve anything that you want to. Who you are is divinity. Whose you are, you belong to Source. So understand that who is so much more important than how. Understand the connection that we have to Source. And that takes us to the next thing I wanted to talk to you about, which is our self-image. A lot of times we don't think we're worthy enough to accomplish any of these goals. We use our past where maybe we haven't been as successful as we wanted to, or other people have said things that have hurt our feelings, or we have not actually triumphed the way we want to. So we have an unworthiness that we are not worthy of achieving these huge goals that we want to achieve. And I want us to understand that this self-image is just a belief that we have been taught. From the ages of 0 to 6 or 7, we are conditioned. Our brainwaves are in an alpha wave, and it's like a suggestion, like a hypnotic suggestion. And we are conditioned in those years. And if we're lucky, we're conditioned lovingly, but they still condition us that we have limitations, right? So our self-image is just a conditioned response to the outside world. Once we understand how we can change that, then we can take the steps to change our self-image and understand we are worthy to achieve that huge goal. We are worthy to take that next step. We are divinity. Being here as us right now, being able to experience this world as us right now, that in and of itself deserves this amazing love. Because how can we not love Source in the universe? And we are just a drop of the ocean in that, but we are that. I want us to use our imagination and use our imagination to say to ourselves, yes, yes, we are worthy. Yes, we came here to serve. Yes, there's reasons we've gone through some negative things, but it's just made us stronger. It's made us understand how truly motivated we can be to reach that huge goal. And we have to trust ourselves. Trust, self-image, self-worth, right? Those are all put together. If we don't have a good self-image, we don't trust ourselves to make good decisions. And to be able to do that, we need to just quiet our minds and we need to think, what if we were fearless, right? We're going to use what ifs to our advantage. We normally use what ifs to our disadvantage. What if the worst thing happens, you know, and the apocalypse comes tomorrow? No, we're going to use what ifs to our advantage and use it with our imagination. So what if you're fearless? What if this does work? What is the best case scenario that can happen? We never go down that road, but now we're on this journey together, right? And the what ifs, what if you trusted yourself and what if you became fearless? There have been times in your past that you have been fearless. You have taken a quantum leap. You have taken a giant step. We need to remember those times. And we need to remember that feeling of, oh my God, I did it. Because we need to go to that feeling all the time and trust that feeling when it shows up in our lives. We need to take the I'm not worthy enough and replace that with I am abundant. I am worthy. I have faith and trust that it's going to work out. I want to challenge you every day for the next 7 days to do some mirror work And one of the classes I'm teaching, we talked about that. If you don't know who Louise Hay is, and I'm sure you do if you're on this channel, you know, she talked about mirror work and going in and looking in the mirror and looking in your eyes and saying, I love you. I love the fact that you show up, right? I love the fact that you try a little bit every day. I love the fact that you are going to stay in faith at least for a little while. I love the fact that you're going to take one step and trust it. That's how we start changing our self-image, just one step at a time, just one little step at a time. So now we understand we've set a goal, we're going to persistently go after it because we believe that taking those baby steps is going to get us to that big, huge goal. We talked about our self-image. We talked about we can change the self-image. Number one, by doing mirror work, which is such an easy thing to do, but I'll tell you, it's hard to do. It's hard to look yourself in the eye and say, I love you. We haven't been taught that. And it's just one breath in and one breath out where you're looking in the mirror and you're saying that. We can change our self-image. We can change our confidence. You know, we can use our imagination to say, to create this beautiful life we want. You know, we're like diamonds in the rough. We are very valuable. We're the most valuable thing in the entire universe. But if we have rough edges, we don't know how to get rid of those rough edges. And that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about the fact that it is so important in this time, in this pivotal time, to understand the power that flows to and through you, to understand that we can take this diamond in the rough, which we are amazing, and learn some of these natural laws of the universe and be able to get rid of some of those rough spots in our lives and really start sparkling and start shining, because that's what we came here to do. So the law of attraction says the closer you move towards something, the closer it moves towards you. I love this word that there's this magnetic force out there. When you are putting out to the universe that you trust it, that you are moving toward that big goal, the universe is moving toward you. It's not just you having to go on this journey and you're going somewhere. You get on that frequency, you move toward it, and the universe moves toward you in regard to that goal. You know, it's a law. It's a natural law of the universe, a law of attraction. We throw it out a lot. We talk about it a lot. People want to say, wow, it doesn't work for me. It's working for you every second of every day. When people take my class, they want a guarantee that this works. And I say, I guarantee this works because you're going to get exactly what you're thinking about, what you're feeling, what frequency you're on. Now, I can't guarantee that you're going to be on the frequency that you want to be on, because you can say, I want a lot of money, but the frequency that you're on is lack and scarcity. The frequency that you're on is, I don't have enough. You're going to get more of, I don't have enough. You have to somehow get on the frequency of abundance. It's not an abundance of money. It's an abundance of understanding how the universe works, that you're always going to have enough. It's abundance of air that you can breathe, or grass that grows, or hugs. It's a feeling of abundance. It's not wealth. We think if we get wealth, we'll feel abundant. And you guys, it's just the exact opposite. When you understand how to feel abundance, you will get wealthy. Feeling abundance is just a decision that you are going to take a big deep breath. Say, I am safe. I am secure. I have enough right now. And we do. 99% of us listening to this have enough right now. Get into that frequency of abundance and gratitude. Gratitude automatically leads into abundance and vice versa. If you have an abundance of something, you automatically are grateful for it. That is what we need to understand, that we have to reach for gratitude. That's part of the success formula. That's part of going on this journey. When we are grateful, when we understand we are worthy to have something, We put that out to the universe and we get that back. It's a magnetic force. And I get it that if you're pretty far down the spiral, it's hard to get up, but little by little, find something that you can be thankful for, that you have some abundance for in your life. Do you have a blanket that keeps you warm? Something that you can feel abundant about. Be grateful about it. The universe brings you more things to be grateful for. And then we spiral up until we are at a level where we understand and trust that the universe provides for all of our needs. That doesn't mean we don't have to take action. But we understand it's our vibration that's most important. We take inspired action in our vibration, in a vibration of abundance and gratitude. And that affects everything. We've talked about this before. There's three different levels to us. There's our thinking thoughts, there's our feelings, and then there's our actions. Our thinking, our conscious mind only controls what we do 5% of our day. It's we get to make decisions with that. We get to decide what we're going to be watching. But that is still controlled by our subconscious mind, which controls us 95% of our day. And our subconscious mind is our emotional mind. It is our feeling mind. It's when we see something outside of it and it triggers an emotion, it controls what we do 95% of our day. And when we're in a bad, negative vibration, we act that way, right? If you're in a bad mood, you act differently toward people. We need to learn that our thoughts are the most important thing in the world because they immediately create a feeling. When we think something, it immediately triggers a feeling. A feeling is just a vibration in our body that we recognize and we give it a name. And that feeling is what our whole body is in, and that is how we react to the universe. And that is how the universe reacts back to us. That's this magnetic flow. Whatever we put out to the universe, that's what we get back. We don't understand how powerful we are and how responsible we are for that tweaking of just for this moment. Find something to be grateful for. Find something in your life that you feel abundant and be grateful for it. Take a big deep breath. You're going to love how you feel in that second, in just that second. And if you can keep that going even longer, you're going to have more things come back to you from the universe. So gratitude is also divided into three different levels. One is thinking thankfulness, which is in our conscious mind. And that is where we say verbally, I'm thankful. And we write our thankful and our gratitude affirmations. And it's lip service. It's only 5% of our body is doing that. And we think writing affirmations and saying gratitude out loud does it. It doesn't. We have to learn to internalize it into appreciation. Appreciation, the base word is appreciate, to increase in value. So we take whatever it is we're thankful for and we learn to internalize it and make it more valuable. Why is it so valuable that we have some kind of a roof over our head, right? Because you think, what if I didn't? What if I was homeless? And then you realize how valuable any house is. So we take a thankful thought, which is wonderful, but normally that's where we stop. And we learn to internalize it and figure out why it is so valuable. And then we stay focused on that. Why is it so valuable? And it becomes, we appreciate that more. It appreciates in value. And then we are so appreciative we have this house that keeps us dry, that we have nice neighbors, that literally we are overflowing with this appreciation. And because of that, the third thing that we're in when we're in this gratitude is generosity. When we appreciate so much and it we increase that appreciation and value, we realize we have more than enough and that we have to give, that we have some to give. And that's our generosity. And that's saying to the universe, I have enough and I have a little bit more to give. And I'm not talking money. I'm talking smiles, which is hard to do right now, but smile with your eyes. I'm talking holding the door for someone. I'm talking about checking on our neighbors. I'm talking about giving somebody a compliment. Those are the things I'm talking about we need to do in generosity. helping somebody, offering to do something for somebody, checking on somebody, texting somebody, have a great day. Anything that we can do in action, in our bodily action, and we're giving in generosity, says to the universe, I am putting this out there that I have more than enough. And guess what? The law of attraction says you're going to attract more to you that you can be thankful, that you can appreciate, and you can be generous about. You know, one of the other stories that I love to teach about is that you have to give and you have to receive. We have to be open to receiving as well as giving. And if we have a low self-image, a lot of the times we don't think we're worthy enough to receive from anybody. And especially for moms, especially for women, we're nurturers, we're giving. What can I do to make you feel better? What can I do to help you? Those are all wonderful things. But there is a law of currency that everything has to come in and go out. We have to be open to receiving as well as giving. And if we don't, we stop the flow. We stop the magic. We stop the power. So one of the metaphors that I use is the River Jordan in Israel. So it's the same source. It's a river and it's flowing and it flows into two different outlets. It flows into the Dead Sea and it flows into the Sea of Galilee. And when the same source flows into the Dead Sea does not have an outlet. It does not have a way out. It is just, it's a closed system. And everything in the Dead Sea is dead, which is why they call it the Dead Sea. There's nothing alive because there's no current, right? Everything that comes in there stays. It's like it doesn't trust that if it gives some of it out to the Mediterranean Sea, there's always going to be enough that comes in. So the River Jordan goes into the Dead Sea. It stays there. It doesn't give. It doesn't give out. And nothing is alive. But the same source, the River Jordan, flows into the Sea of Galilee. And the Sea of Galilee is vibrant with life. And the Sea of Galilee actually flows into the Mediterranean. And because it has this currency of accepting the water from the River Jordan and giving it to the sea, to the Mediterranean Sea, there is a currency, there is energy, there is life. That is our lives. Same source runs to and through us. But if we don't think we have enough, if we keep it closed, if we don't receive, and if we don't give, we become the Dead Sea. If we trust in the universe that what we receive, that we're going to be able to give and always get back more, there's an energy, there's a vibrancy. There's a reason that we call it currency. The money is called currency. Electrical current, there's a currency because there's an energy that has to go both ways. It has to come in and go out. You have to have a circuit. There's a reason that there's a currency in water. It has to flow somewhere. If you dam it up, it can't flow. There's no energy. So just understand how important gratitude in regard to this whole success formula is. Be persistent and have a belief system that you understand. You believe that being persistent will get you that goal. And then it becomes joyful doing these small, everyday action steps. Don't get overwhelmed that you don't know how to do the big ones. I will tell you, I have no idea how I've got as far as I've gotten. I could not tell you 10 years ago how my life would end up now on my journey. That I was able to sell my law practice, that I got this amazing radio show, that I got my book published, that I've got to meet all you wonderful people, that I have this program, I'm an international speaker. I did not plan it out like that. I had an end goal and I took baby steps. I bet on myself. I saw opportunities. I was courageous enough to take those opportunities, but they're small steps, a little bit at a time. And I did it in generosity and I did it in faith. And that is what I would like you to think about this week, because this is a good week for us to pivot. Because our whole world is pivoting into a new world and there's a conscious awakening coming. I am not a prophet and I don't get a lot of downloads, but I know a lot of people that are, and I know how I feel that we are entering into an amazing new age, a new conscious awareness. And I'm so thrilled that I get to share this time with you. And we'll be right back in just a moment and we can wrap this up. Hi, it's Paula. If you're listening to this, You already know there's so much more to you, to life, than you're currently seeing. And right now, during this unusual time, I know you're still searching for a couple of things. Number one, some kind of immediate relief to the anxiety that you're frequently feeling. And number two, you're still wanting to achieve that bigger, better life. You still want to create more wealth, have more physical energy and better health. You still want to find a loving relationship or make a current one even better. Maybe you feel like those desires are not even attainable anymore. I'm here to tell you that each one of your dreams is still achievable. In fact, now is the perfect time to go bigger in every aspect of your life. Because right now there is more contrast in your life. You have more desire for something else, and you're more motivated to attain it. But anybody who wants some additional help in doing this, because maybe you're confused or you're overwhelmed, I've opened up some additional time to help you plan action steps to move you forward. So if you know you're ready for more in your life and open to a coach showing you how, let's hop on a call and I'll show you how we can work together. Go to PaulaKidCaseyJD.com. Fill out an application to schedule a call. That's PaulaKidCaseyJD.com. And we are back. I hope you enjoyed that conversation. I really wanted to talk with you just one-on-one this week. I want you all to know that it's going to be great, that we're moving into a new era, that we need each other. We need to love each other. We need to support each other. We need to be there for each other. Reach out to people maybe you haven't talked to. If your intuition is telling you to reach out to somebody, do that. It's your higher self literally tapping you on the shoulder. Pay attention to those intuitions. They lead you toward joy, right? And just understand, believe that you can get to that big goal that we talked about. So until next week, you have some things to think about. You have some things to do. And I want you to know that we are all in this together. And as Ram Dass said, we are all just walking each other home. So until next time, you can find me on Your Success Formula. It's a Facebook group. Please join. There's a lot of fun people. There's a tribe that is wonderful to be in. Go to my website, lawyerofattraction.com. There's some great opportunities and for us to work together. And just, I would appreciate if you would leave a review. But until next time, have a wonderful week. This is Paula Kidd Casey, and I am the Lawyer of Attraction.
Thank you for joining Paula Kidd Casey on Lawyer of Attraction Radio Show. For more information about Paula programs and her book, please visit www.lawyerofattraction.com. Until next week, may you experience the magic of manifesting genuine abundance.